This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. You've heard me introduce this program for the past 6 years as the DJV program. And as of yesterday, it is no longer the DJV program. And I explained a little about Jennifer and Victoria and what's going on with them. One of the things that I know after having been on the radio for 50 some odd years and doing a morning syndicated program for 33, 34 years, the longest running syndicated program in the country, I know radio stations don't like surprises. I know radio stations don't like changes. So let me assure, we've been dealing with some of the things that in the next couple of weeks are going to see a lot of changes here because of things that I'll explain as we go along. Nothing's happening to me. Nothing's happening to the program per se. I think I made reference to the old Doug Steffen's Good Day program, which was the original. That was the way I founded the morning program back in 1988, and it sort of still feels good. It feels like that is where we ought to be, and because of changes that were necessary with Jennifer and Victoria, it just, as I went back and tried to figure out what are we going to do, it came to me after talking to some of the people that advised me, we ought to go back to the tried and true Doug Steffen's Good Day, and Jay, who's been with us for a year or so, seemed to be the perfect partner for me in this because she's really good when it comes to information. She's good at filling in the gaps. When I'm, as some people are happy to point out, sometimes I am only full of half of the information that's necessary.
And then embellishing the rest because, hey, it's good storytelling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the change will continue. You won't be uncomfortable with them. You'll like them. Just more of the same kind of stuff. We are interested in information, interested in the story, interested in the news, interested in talking about it, what it means to you. For example, Justin Trudeau has pointed out this week, and talking about gun violence here, that Canada is no longer going to be a haven for people that want to buy guns. You cannot buy a gun, apparently, anymore. They've frozen handgun sales in Canada. And Trudeau said, I thought this was interesting, Jay, this is all about freedom. So, obviously this was brought about by all the gun violence here in our country. This new legislation would put a freeze on handgun sales in Canada. And then, as a result of that, you wouldn't be able to buy, sell, transfer, bring guns into Canada. And one of the things that's appealing to people about Canada is its lack of real serious violence. And it's perhaps because of this sort of thing. You get down to brass tacks here. I was talking to my son about, he doesn't like the way America feels in bringing up children. Do you go to Canada? Is that the place to go? Is there, I can hear a lot of people, the liberals and yada, yada. It's not about that. It's about safety for your family as much as anything else. I wouldn't want to have my children going to a school that had a fence around it. Frankly, had police officers standing at the door. What does that say to kids who want to go into a school situation, feel comfortable, feel
good? But if
that's
the alternative to them being safe.
Yeah, but what does that say about our country?
Exactly. There's so much that needs to be addressed. And one of the things that Trudeau had mentioned regarding the whole freedom thing in his definition, people should be free to go to the supermarket, their school, their place of worship without fear. And he's not going to remove guns. He's not trying to remove guns entirely. It's just the new legislation would be that you can't buy if you haven't already or sell or transfer anything like that. But also people who have guns, they're not trying to take them away. There will be a penalty for any gun smugglers and there's going to be a red flag law. But in other words, they're just capping the market for handguns. They're not trying to remove them from law-abiding citizens. They will remove them from anybody who is a threat, who is dealing with a domestic violence situation, who who, in other words, probably couldn't be trusted with their guns. But they're not trying to take them away from everybody, and that's one of the things that he did want to be clear about. And he did point out, and he used America as an example multiple times.
Yeah, south of the border.
With the mass shootings, yeah. And it's kind of interesting to think, because when we think about south of the border, we think of Mexico. We are south of the border for Canada. But he also mentioned that unlike the U.S., having guns is not part of their constitution.
No. It's not part of the culture either. Maybe it's because of the constitution as much as anything else. So to continue the thread talking about what happened in Uvalde, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air earlier on. The police chief, the new police chief, has been sworn in by the city council. But he's not responding to any investigators as to what actually happened. So there's a new city council there, apparently, or he's a city council member, and he's the police chief, right? Is that
all the new city council members were sworn in Tuesday, and he was one of them. They didn't do the ceremony in respect to the families, but the police chief, the police department, they were cooperating with the investigation, and I guess now they've all stopped. There's been no, not disclaimer, but there's been no mention about why, whether it's that, hey, you have all of our information, we've said what we said, we're not saying anything else, or it's just kind of like everything just stopped all of a sudden, really hastily.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, frankly, when it comes to all of this. I think one of the other national things, the focus on voting, we now have primaries going on and will between now and September in most states as we get closer to the midterm elections. And yet, the more you probe Jay, I'm so used to Jay and Victoria and Jennifer. So I will, as I said a few minutes ago, I'll go down those streets from here and there. It's not bad. It just is the way it is. Anyway, so electronic voting. Is that how you vote? Do you vote with a ballot? Do you have electronic when you go to vote in your hometown?
The last time that I voted, it was electronic. I waited in line, and it was those machines that you do everything with. And before that, though, it was an actual ballot.
I will not. I'm not sure how I would approach this. I have an actual ballot. I've always voted in wherever I voted. Here. I'm in Vermont this morning, so I don't vote here. I voted in Massachusetts. I voted in Florida. I voted in California in my life, and I've always had a paper ballot. I've always put the ballot into the box, so I knew that what I have preferred to whoever I was preferring to vote for, that count. That was going to take place when it was supposed to at the end of the day. And
it
so
also
now
feels kind of ceremonial in doing it yourself. I did miss that in the last time I voted.
Right. So I guess what's the point of having electronic voting? Why do we have to have computers? We certainly know, or there's enough confusion and concern about voting that we shouldn't be fiddling with all these things, mail-in voting, as they say, making it easier for people and more universal. Baloney.
Well, it takes away paper waste, that's for sure. I the last time, the primaries for Tennessee and the mayor and all of that stuff for Nashville, I didn't vote in it this past time in Davidson County because I knew I was moving out, and I felt like it wouldn't be right for me to vote on an issue that wouldn't affect me because I was moving out of the location. I knew I was going to be moving to a different county once I sold our home and bought a new place. It felt awkward not voting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let that keep me from voting. I would have voted. Dominion Voting Systems has equipment in 18 states now. Software vulnerabilities galore. Every time they've easily hacked, the Russians hacked into their system. That's where the Russian influence came from, with electronic voting machines, not you putting your ballot into a box. Russians can't mess with that. They can mess with the software. It's so vulnerable in all these states that have this. Why are we doing this? Why? In the name of what? The people will say, oh, we need to have more people voting and more inclusive. That's nonsense. Make it how How difficult is it? How imaginative do you have to be to create a scenario where you vote? Most other civilized countries vote on the weekend. They have, in many countries, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, to vote. People are not working more. Yeah, people do work, but not as many people are working. So you increase the chances of participation just by doing that. And don't tell me that people have a hard time getting ID. That's nonsense as well. Every state should require an ID. Everybody can get an ID, and I don't want to have people. I'm tired of people saying, "Well, it's you know, you're discriminating against blacks." If I were a black person, I'd be offended as hell about what you're telling me that I'm because I'm black. I can't go get a driver's license, or I can't get voting ID.
And that's the thing that I don't understand either, because you need to be, you know, to get a driver's license, you need to have the classes, you need to be able to drive, and a lot of people don't want to do that, but you can still get a state ID. You don't have to have an actual driver's license. So I agree with you, Doug. I don't really understand why it's such a problem to just get
a state
ID.
It's a national disgrace. This is, and it's been like every other damn thing in this country become politicized so that you're a good guy if you have one point of view and you're a bad guy if you have another point of view. ID is imperative. Voting in person is imperative. I know I'm swimming against the stream here. And having a couple of days where you can actually go and not be inhibited, where they're voting. I'm in Florida. I remember what a fiasco it was down there. The situation there are full-time voting officers in pretty much every county. And yet every time there's an election, Florida is a screwed-up mess. So why do these people still have a job? Why is there this? This is the fundamental American requirement, the requirement that you have, that the people who are running the voting systems are required to make them work or they get fired. I don't know why that's such a difficult thing for people to understand. I really don't. I don't get it. But there's a study out today, and Associated Press has a story about how this software is still very vulnerable, even though we've been talking about this for years and years and years. It still hasn't been fixed yet. That's pretty damned outrageous when you get down to the brass tacks of it all. 18 after the hour. For your consideration, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now, as Jay and I celebrate today with some trending items. Kevin Spacey, apparently, Jay, is facing some new legal troubles. We'll talk about that after this. Oh, all right. No, that's right. We don't have a spot.
Psych.
Can't remember. Yes, right. All right, so Kevin Spacey released a statement to Good Morning America saying he's going to voluntarily appear in the U.K., as soon as it can be arranged to defend himself against charges. What are the charges? As we've talked about before, I even met Kevin Spacey going into his flat in Waterloo when he was running the old Vic. So these charges have to do, he ran that for a number of years. It has to do with the time that he spent in England living there. So do we know, Samori says he's confident he can prove that he's innocent. He did it once before, right?
Yeah. So right now he's facing four criminal charges for alleged incidents involving three different men between 2005 and 2013. Now, all four charges have been authorized, and he can only be charged formally upon arrest in Wales or England. So he's voluntarily going over there to be arrested so that the trial can move forward because he does believe that his name will be cleared. Now, Spacey has been called out in the past by over 20 accusers who made similar allegations, but he's never been tried on actual criminal charges. Yeah. He has always shown up to defend his name. And it's one of those situations where when there's that many accusers, you have to feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. But at the same time, if somebody were truly guilty, why would they willingly... He could just avoid going over there. And then he avoids arrest and he avoids the trial. But he's willing to go over there and be arrested so that he can go to trial to clear his name. So we will see what happens from that. But he's pretty positive. And he also admitted that he's disappointed the court moved forward with the charges. And he thanks Crown Prosecution Service for reminding the public that he is allowed a fair trial.
Yep. That's what something we ought to have a little more of that discussion over here when people are accused of things and found guilty in the court of public opinion before they're actually tried. That happens all the time. Angie Dickinson yesterday was the subject matter of my birthday wishes. Apparently one of the listeners caught me in the act. So.
Well, we were celebrating her 100th birthday and questioning, you know, what's her secret? That's a long life. Well, you know what? 90 years old is a long life, too, and we still can question what's her secret. But, yeah, we were just, we were a decade ahead, Doug. We were living in the future.
I like
being
ahead of this.
Leonard Hoffman and Betsy Brown for alerting us and keeping us honest. We need our fact checkers.
All right, the licensing company that controls the name and image of Elvis Presley has ordered the chapel operators in Las Vegas to stop using Elvis in themed ceremonies. No more Elvis-themed weddings.
Wow.
None, zero.
As of an era.
The wedding industry in Las Vegas generates $2 billion a year. Officials say the Elvis weddings represent a large percentage, significant number of the ceremonies that are performed. I remember going, one of the fellows used to work on the program, got married. As a matter of fact, I think there were two guys. McFadden also got married, if I'm not mistaken, in Las Vegas. I remember going to one, Kenny Kessler, who used to be a producer on this program, got married there. Went to that. It was a circus, man, I'll tell you that. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but with...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine. While President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table. The long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel, with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles, the latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This day in history. Flash, June 1st, 1779. Benedict Arnold is court-martialed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Arnold was charged with 13 counts of misbehavior. It's believed this action led to Arnold's more treasonous actions later in life. Flash, 1926. Marilyn Monroe was born in Los Angeles, California. Flash, 1967. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Writing in the Times of London, the critic Kenneth Tennant called the release of Sgt. Pepper a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization. For 60 years, Ted Sams regretted missing his high school graduation. Now 78 years old, Sams can finally call himself a graduate after receiving his diploma Friday with the class of 2022 at Southern California's San Gabriel High School west of Los Angeles. Back in 1962, when he was a high school senior, Sams got in trouble and was suspended for 5 days before the end of the school year. He said he missed a crucial final exam and had to make it up over the summer. After making it up, the school continued to decline his diploma because he still owed about $5 for a book. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the revisited Good Day program. How about that? The revived, if you will. All this prattling back and forth about the interest rate hikes and taming inflation and who did what to whom. What a waste of time. All these yakkers on television. Some of the op-ed pieces that you see, oh, Janet Yellen should have known, or Biden. Okay, so they didn't. And they screwed up. All right, what do we do now? Who cares who screwed up? I don't care. Do you care, Jay? I don't care.
Well, at a certain point, what new is there to say? Let's focus on solutions.
Nothing.
Let's work together.
Right.
Stop fighting, please.
Yak. The same sort of thing. You know, I was reconsidering what I said about the police in Uvalde, and what happens now? What lessons are we learning? Instead of, okay, we got it. The police chief screwed up. The police screwed up. Fine. We're done with that. You know it. To keep hashing it out every single day. I saw a tweet from Bette Midler. If only police rushed into that school to stop the shooter as fast as they rushed to remove Beto from a press conference. You know, the Beto O'Rourke thing. He's a fool. Anyway, he said nothing. He added nothing. He was just trying to be his usual political self. So, but I thought it was interesting. You look at some of the people who are weighing in on all of this stuff as we talk about. I mean, you got Trump has said stuff, and I don't. Who cares? Why should we care what anybody says? At this
timing, we lose validity. Beto O'Rourke, he was valid in what he was saying, but the timing was all off, and it was amazingly disrespectful to anybody who's lost a loved one
awful.
Due to gun violence.
Yeah, awful. It's so crude, frankly. It's crude. The Russian-Ukrainian war raging on. It's very interesting to see how it reflects. You know, New York City and Los Angeles have lots of Russians and lots of Ukrainians. Russian businesses in L.A. thrive. Russian businesses in New York. The Russians have made no secret of loving real estate in New York and in Los Angeles. And they bought up a whole lot of it. And there are businessmen, people you wonder where they get their money. The mob is alive and well, and they aren't all Italians. Let's just put it that way. But behind the scenes, Ukrainians, because they aren't the same as Russians, a lot of people think, you know, the ignorance of, you know, differentiate it. And frankly, I never paid much attention to the difference myself until now. So apparently in New York and Los Angeles, though, the lines, it's kind of like, I don't know, this is a reference that may raise a few eyebrows. There's Koreatown in Los Angeles and there's Chinatown. And there is a distinct difference. Koreans don't live in Chinatown, and Chinese people don't live in Koreatown. There is, you know, we talk about prejudices here in our country and racism and what can we do to get everybody together, the LGBTQ. Well, in most countries in Asia especially, they'll have none of it. The Japanese are the most racist society I have ever met or come across in my life. And the Chinese aren't much better, and neither are, well, you go to the Ukrainians and the Russians. They don't like each other and never have. And they don't do business together, for sure. Yet a lot of people, again, haven't differentiated until now between the Ukrainians and the Russians. But now there are, Los Angeles, competing businesses. Russians who had a corner on a particular business, now the Ukrainians are going in to step on their parade, or rain on their parade. Same thing's happening only on the opposite side of New York City, where there have been a lot of Ukrainian businesses pushed out of the way by the Russian mobs. And then there's some real fighting behind the scenes that's not being reported much because we don't report those sorts of things. I just happened to nose around and see something and thought, this is very interesting. We should understand what's going on, the difference between, because we tend to here in America want to simplify everything. What's the difference between Russians and Ukrainians? As we can tell from this war, a whole lot. Meanwhile, there is more money going over to help fight the war. And, you know, how many wars can we fight? The war against Omicron. All right, here we go. Again, more deaths skewing toward older Americans now than in any of the waves previously. Do you know that, Jay? That most of the people who are dying, Omicron has been pretty light. Most everybody, you were wondering
today. Yeah, I was
going to say,
I thought Omicron was the one that people would get, and they were the ones saying the worst sinus infection I've ever had, or it was nothing more than a really bad cold. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing that more people are dying, and it's the older demographic.
Yeah. And the biggest problem in the world is in China. Shanghai was shut down for 2-3 months. They're opening up a little bit now, just a little, not a lot. The Chinese, at first, who created this disease and who saw it spill off, they weren't going to use it they weren't expecting it was going to affect their country or their people. They were expecting it to affect Americans and people in the West. But it didn't work. It backfired. So they've lost millions and millions of people. And after 2 years, they finally admitted in places like Shanghai, which is the biggest city in China, they've got a big problem. And so they've shut the city down. Nobody could go in. nobody could get out. And you saw pictures of people, you know, sneak the photos out of Chinese soldiers boarding up windows so people can get out of the house, boarding up doors so you couldn't get out of the house. That's
it
how
it just seems so extreme.
Well, but that's the way it is. That's in communist countries like that. You know, that's the way it is. The monkeypox. Can we just
because
stop?
Obviously.
What? Because obviously. What?
Because why not? Monkeypox, and then something else is going to be next that it's like, oh, okay, now we're dealing with that.
Right. And by the way, it is not sexually transmitted. Can we get that straight? That's all I have to say about monkeypox at the moment. All these people who are saying, oh, you can have sex and you'll get monkeypox. Have sex with an African and you'll get monkeypox. You know, something just completely ignorant.
I thought it was. It's just that wasn't the only way. Like, it can travel through saliva or if you touch open wounds.
Yeah.
Like, that's how people are getting it from animals because they were being scratched or bitten by the animals.
Yeah, I would like to think not the other way. I just cannot imagine that. Thanks very much.
Wink, thank you very much.
Yeah, right, exactly. Wildfires continue to burn in New Mexico. We kind of lost track of this. 600,000 acres of land across all of, pretty much all of New Mexico has burned. These wildfires, there's no rain. I think this was started by, this is the shame of it all, was this fire, the fires in New Mexico were started by controlled burning.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? They were trying.
I didn't know that. No.
Yes. They were trying to, there's a lot of, as we know, looking around the country, this time of year especially, when the greenery is as fine as it is, you can see the distinct difference between stuff that's dead and stuff that's alive. And as we saw in California when they had all the problems with the wildfires that were created by the power company, PG&E, not doing their job, not keeping clean around the power stations. So when there was a lightning storm hit the wire fell to the ground, ignited all of the trash and all of the stuff that the old growth has been dead for years. It should have been cleaned out a long time ago. And that's what burned all those cities, all those homes, all that land to a crisp. And to this day, they still haven't been held accountable. Not one penny have they been sued. I know a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, lost a son in the fire in Santa Clara. And he was the first person to die, as a matter of fact, of 49. So PG&E has settled through an insurance company. They didn't pay. The insurance company has paid each of the families, I think, $3 million, something like that. But it's taken them years. How many years? This was like 4 or 5 years ago. And they're still fighting it out. And, of course, the lawyers keep 30% of whatever comes out of it. So this is the kind of travesty that these companies, this is why people don't respect big businesses. If big businesses had a conscience, it wouldn't be the kind of disrespect that we feel now for so many. And this, back to the gas prices again. This week, gas prices in our country hit a new record high. More states are paying $5 or more a gallon. I paid yesterday, driving up to Vermont, $5.07 a gallon for gasoline in my truck.
Oof.
It was outrageous to pay $3.20 a year ago. Now, and it isn't just the war. Part of the responsibility is the war, but part of it is these gas companies, especially ExxonMobil, who always charge. You can go to a mobile station and always pay 10 cents a gallon more than the gas station next door to them. For whatever the reason, I don't know what our fascination is with ExxonMobil. All the gasoline is the same. It all comes out of the same refinery. There's not a dime store worth of difference except the label. Sometimes they put additives and stuff in it, but it's the same stuff. So how foolish are you to go to the mobile station and pay 10 cents a gallon more just because it's mobile? It's ridiculous.
What is it called? The convenience fee or whatever? The convenience tax? It's accepted because it's just easier?
Well,
Why is it easier?
The Prime station next to those two gas stations right in downtown Framingham, a mobile station, and then over the tracks, and there's a Prime station, and Prime is always 10, 12, 14 cents less than mobile. Why? They pay the same amount for the gas when it's delivered. It comes from the same refinery. Everything about it is the same. So you're choosing to go to mobile because they advertise more and they have, you know, whatever the glamour is going to mobile. Go ahead.
No, sometimes it can be as easy as the driver doesn't want to have to make a left-hand turn or turn around. It's just easier to pull right in. Take that right and pull right in.
Isn't that silly?
But that's what I mean, the convenience thing. People will, we will. There are times that I'll do something out of convenience. I'm like, oh, I have to pay $2 more. Ugh, okay, fine.
Really?
It's see, like creatures of habit sometimes.
I won't do that. Yeah, I won't do that. I just, I don't do business with mobile anyway. There's always a gas station close by. And, hello, if you let your tank, a friend of mine told me yesterday she ran out of gas on her way to work. And I looked at it, I said, how do you run out of gas? Well, I wasn't looking at the gas tank at the, and I get that. But now the modern cars, they all have these beep, beep, beep alerts when your tank is down to almost empty. The red light goes on and flashes, and there's a beep, beep, beep when it, you know, so you're hard-pressed to run out of gasoline, other than you can't pay for it. See, that's the other thing. There are some people who just can't pay for it. So how do you get to work? How do you get around? That's a conundrum that is new in our land, that sort of thing, because it is so expensive. And so I think in the lives lived department, I go back to what I said before, I think it's un-American to be gouging people the way Mobil and Exxon are for the price of gasoline at their pump. It's 48 past the hour.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Emarsys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Bailing, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, et cetera, but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people getting back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Gallatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
53 past the hour. This will never change. As long as Warren Eckstein is on this side of the turf, he'll be here, as he'll be doing his own program as well, the Pet Show, every weekend on a lot of these same stations. Warren is the bona fide expert when it comes to pets in our country and has proven that for 40-some-odd years on the radio. So here's the story of this 22-year-old dog named Pebbles. I'm sure you saw this, crowned the oldest living dog, unseating the record holder who had just been named weeks before. This is a toy fox terrier, Warren. Lives in Taylor, South Carolina. Likes to listen to country music. How do you know a dog likes listening to country music? How do you know what a dog likes? Can you tell
the
looking of the face?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, their face,
really?
Appears, their demeanor, their tail.
Try to play some rock music in front of my dogs, man. I'll run out of the room. Interesting study years ago that suggested that the type of music the guardians listen to on a regular basis is a comfort for most dogs. So they get used to the sound of the music that the people they live with listen to, and that's the type of music they kind of prefer themselves. In fact, they did other music, the dogs that used to, let's say a dog lived with country music, so they started playing rock music, dog walked out of the room.
I didn't like it. So it's interesting. I have been traveling to Vermont a couple of times last week to pick up cows for the farm. And as we travel, it's about a four-hour ride. So Daisy's in the front seat. I posted a picture of her on my Facebook page last week when she was riding shotgun in the truck as we were coming back. She loves, she has that proud look, looking out the window, looking around. And we listen to Sirius XM, either the 50s channel or the 60s channel. I say we because I'm listening to it, and she's listening to it. And I'm going to have to watch now. Does she move from the front seat to the back seat if I turn the channel and listen to the Willie's channel or something?
You know, if she starts requesting songs while you're driving,
Right.
Oh, she changes the channel herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to listen to local radio sometimes when I'm in the wilds of nowhere. I'll listen to Sirius, but it doesn't make any difference. I still gravitate to the music of the older era, and that's what she's used to listening to. And but I never thought whether she liked it.
This show, I recommend this show to dog guardians and cat guardians all over, and I'll tell you why. I always suggest that when people leave the house, they leave a radio on, not on music.
Yes.
But on talk. And why do I suggest that? There's no better way to socialize your dog. They hear all different kinds of voices, male voices, deep voices, women's voices. They all. So I always recommend they leave a talk radio on when they leave the house. It's a comforting factor for most dogs as well.
Yeah. All right, going back to that Toy Fox Terrier, who's now 22 years old, the family of Bobby and Julie Gregory in Taylor, South Carolina there. They brought Pebbles into their family in March of 2000 as a new pup. And so now Guinness has crowned Toby Keith. Actually, the first one before it was this dog. It was this other dog that was 21 years old from this Chihuahua from Florida. Apparently, that dog died, though.
No, not that the dog died. No, it was that the Guinness World Records crowned Toby Keith as the oldest living dog, and then
they found this other
family,
one.
Yeah, friends and family members of the Fox Terrier who lives in Taylor, South Carolina, were reaching out to
the dog parents
who were like, hey, wait, I'm pretty sure your dog's older. You should reach out to them. And they reached out to Guinness World Records, and so they corrected it and were like, oh, no, actually, this dog is the oldest living dog in the world.
Now you've heard the rest of the story. All right, so as dogs get older like this, Warren, they get cranky.
They do, sure. They take on the personalities of the people they live with. As we get older, we get cranky and we get...
Hey, I want to give you...
Speak for yourself, please.
Let me drop this. Speaking about dogs living longer, this is, you know, a little hypothetical, but it's out of this University of Washington. There's a drug now that may help dogs live longer, as much as 3 years longer. It's a drug called rapamycin, R-A-P-A-M-Y-C-I-N. It's being studied now, but according to some of the reports coming out of the University of Washington, it can add 3 years or longer to your dog's life. I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that dogs and... I find the cows, frankly, I have some of the same cows. I have probably 12 or 14 cows that are bred this year. They'll have calves in the next 3-4 months. People love to see that. I love to see it. It's a whole thing about life. Dogs, cats, animals, teaches, especially if you can have one born on your property. What a great life lesson it is for people to see that and figure out how it all works. Warren, you're my pal. Thank you for being here. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.